Good morning, Lake Gibson family and friends. Thank you for joining us for this live stream edition of our worship service this morning. Let me remind you that because of the governor's orders, the office is closed at the present time. We will be there on Thursday mornings for the food bank as long as food holds out. If you can help us with that, we would appreciate it if you could just bring your donations in, if you will just set them under the carport by the door. Someone is by every afternoon to check the mail, and we'll set them inside at the time. So thank you for your generosity at this time. The food bank is under a little more pressure than normal, so we thank you for your help. If you would like to contact us, you can call the office. It's normally forwarded to someone's phone, but the best way to contact us is probably email. And our email is office@lakegibsonumc.com and or pastor@lakegibsonumc.com. The best way to check for updates is probably to go to our webpage, which is located at lakegibsonumc.com. Check that out or check the Facebook page out. Facebook is found under Lake Gibson United Methodist Church. And please, we ask you to share those pages and like those pages. Share them with your friends and your family. Share this broadcast with your friends and family. Just a note, following this broadcast, we're going to be taping a few segments of Kidtricity. So Ms. Debbie Moore will be doing some Kidtricity slots, and they will be posted to our Facebook page and our web page at a later date. The first one should be up sometime this afternoon. If you're on Facebook Live, you can send in prayer requests, praises. You can type questions and things there on Facebook. Christy Ott, our secretary, is sitting in the back at her normal computer spot monitoring that, and she will be taking notes of those so that we can look at those as we come to prayer time, and as you make comments, we can work through those, if you will. I remind you to invite your family to join you at this time. You may want to sing a hymn or sing a praise chorus if you're watching this recorded. We're going to do that ourselves in just a minute. Bob Willamy is going to lead us. But I also want to remind you that today is a communion Sunday. So thank you, Bishop Carter. He's allowed us to do virtual communion, which has some problems within the self theologically, but theologically we also know we need to get together, we need to celebrate the Lord's death, and we need to remind ourselves that we are the family, the body of Christ. So get your grape juice and your bread. You can just take a slice of bread and cut you the pieces that you need. Use whatever juice you have available. Get those ready, and we will take communion together at the end of the service here. We can't meet. We can't draw the love in action envelopes, but you can still perform acts of love. So even today, I just pray that you would be being God's hands and God's feet, helping people and showing them God's love in action as we're in this midst of this coronavirus syndrome. I'd like to start today with some scripture. Scripture is found in Hebrews chapter 10. I believe it's going to appear in the screen over my left shoulder if we've got all this stuff worked out. But here's the scripture. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. We're certainly meeting differently than we normally have. We're meeting virtually, is the term that's used, on Facebook or on a recording. We're not together in the sanctuary as we normally are, but we're still meeting, and I commend you for being faithful. I encourage you to continue to come together as often as possible, to check the Facebook page, the web page, and others that we can join together and worship virtually. Perhaps we should realize that God wants to be praised in every aspect of our life, and we can do that whether we're in a church sanctuary or whether we're in the confines of our home. He wants us to praise him in the sanctuary, yes, but he also wants us to praise him at home, at work, at school, in traffic, while shopping, while at play, while taking part of recreation. We should be praising God in all of our activities. Maybe he's reminding us of that with this virus at this time. Perhaps this is the test to remind us not only that we need to praise God at all times, but to remind us that he's in control and he's got this and we can trust him. As the saying goes, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. I'm looking forward to the day when we can once again meet in this sanctuary. And as we come together and we meet again, maybe we can really raise the roof a couple of inches with our praise and our shouts and our singing. Pray with me, if you would, at this time. Father, we come to you this day. And as we're meeting together, but it's in a new reality, it's in a virtual reality, it's not where we can see one another face to face. Help us to realize that we're still together. We're still one body. You're still our God. You're still with us. You're there in the home or wherever it may be that this is being watched, as well as in this church, as well as in this sanctuary, as well as with the people here that are helping. Thank you, Lord. Now, may this truly be a worshipful service for you this day. May you have the glory. We ask in your name. Amen. Today, if you know anything about the church calendar, today is Palm Sunday. It's that day that we celebrate that triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, where the people were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna," and throwing palm fronds in their coats in front of Jesus as he rode the donkey into the city. We may not feel triumphant at this time, but here's the thing. We know the rest of the story. We know that even though we may not feel triumphant, Jesus defeated death in the grave. We know that we have an eternal home on the other side of this world. We know that God won. We know that God's love is always with us and that God will never leave us nor forsake us. So let us praise him in song now. I'm going to ask Bob Willamy to come and lead us with our two hymns, and I believe the words will be on the screen for you to sing along with us at home. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our first hymn this morning is number 64 in our hymnals, "Holy, Holy, Holy, Lord God Almighty." Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning the song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crown around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, through the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Our second hymn this morning will be "Blessed Assurance." Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior and happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen.
Amen, and thank you, Bob. I want to thank a few other people also. I think we lost it. Okay. I think we're having technical difficulties here. Just a moment, please. Bear with us. Hopefully you're not experiencing them. It's only here, but hang on. Anybody got it up on their phone to know if we've lost it? We've lost it. Okay. On. Are we back up? No. The joys. We still have technical bugs flying around in this thing, even though we're not here, and even though the sound can't go pop, pop, the video goes bye-bye. We got that on? Is the audio going?
No.
Okay. Can we just go live off of this? Is that what we're going to do? That means the words won't be up unless we throw them up on the screen and you can film it from there. Okay. Just go live on here. Should be up in the right-hand corner. Okay. Are we back? Okay. Rotate your phone. You can't turn your phone while recording. We back? If you're at home and you can hear me, we still have those gremlins floating around here that keep messing with our electronics and stuff. We've had a problem going down. We think we're back up. Just a minute. We're checking that right now. Are we up? Well, Cindy Heisman is watching. Hi, Cindy. How are you? I know if there's no sound, we need David McPherson standing up here. He looks a little prettier than I do. I understand that, but let's see. Are we live yet? I've got a bunch of signs down there I can't read. Sandy Stanfield is watching. Cindy Heisman's watching. I can hear you. So apparently we are live, and apparently you're hearing me. We had a few technical problems here, but I want to just thank you, Bob, for leading us in song. There's a few other people I need to thank. Thank you, Glenda, for coming in and playing for us. Thank you, Bob Siegel, who is doing a lot of stuff to help us video. Thank you, David McPherson, who is helping with the computers and helping to get us live in Facebook. Dwight Kitchens, back there, who's helping us with the electronics, and then Christy Ott is monitoring the Facebook page in the back. So thank you to all of them. Well, let me begin today. Again, we're not in the building, which we understand. But I want to remind you today that you're still the church. I want to remind you today that we are the body of Christ and we are brothers and sisters in the Lord, even in the midst of this time when we're separated. Perhaps we should think that we are more like the early church than we could even imagine. The early church was persecuted, and they did not meet together for fear of arrest. We do not meet together for the love of one another and to protect one another from this COVID-19. Although some people may say we're not meeting because of the laws that have been laid down, actually, in my case, it's more because I don't want to see any one of our members have any harm come to them. And I don't want to be a part of spreading anything that may cause them harm. So we're going to choose to meet this way for a while. Like the early church, they used secret codes, kind of like secret handshakes, but they used the ithacus, that's the fish sign. And in that fish sign, the words were contained that meant Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. Just like we have to use codes today, passwords we call them, to log on to the computer, to get to Facebook, to get to Zoom, to get to whatever format we may be using that we're conferencing on. In the early church, they loved the Lord and they served their community to the best of their ability. And I pray that we are still loving the Lord and serving our community to the best of our ability this day. The early church, like us today, they offered hope in the midst of despair. They offered life in the midst of death. And they pointed people to the way, the truth, and the life that was found in Jesus Christ, as we're doing this day. In times such as these, this is when we really prove we are the salt of the earth. This is when we really become the city set on a hill, with the light casting out to draw others to us, to give them safety and haven. I pray that all Christians and all churches are doing that at this time. Today, as we meet and we will celebrate communion together, I want to look at a couple of the scriptures that surround communion, if you will. Some have something to do with the actual institution of the sacrament. Others just occurred within that realm and that of that particular gospel story. The first scripture I want to look at is found in the Gospel of John. In this gospel, at this particular time, Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples. Jesus has washed their feet. They have celebrated part of the Passover meal. Jesus has talked to them about him being the vine and them being the branches, and reminded them that they can do nothing apart from him, just as I remind you today. that we can do nothing apart from Jesus Christ. He then gives what we call the high priestly prayer. Let's read his words together, found in John chapter 17, verses 20 to 24. Jesus praying here, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word. That's you and I today. I ask that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Step back with me a minute. Put yourself in one of the disciples' shoes. Imagine that you're sitting around that table and Jesus has washed your feet and you've heard the words and he's praying this prayer and you're listening. I wonder what they thought when they heard those words. Father, I pray they will be one as you and I one. What did John think about being one with that brash Peter? What did the other disciples think about being one with James and John, who had had their mother go to Jesus and say, hey, Lord, let my son sit on your right hand. Let them be the chief rulers of your kingdom. Did they really want to be one with them? They have obviously had very different personalities. They had different theologies in some respects, different political beliefs. After all, in their midst, one of them was called the Zealot, which means he was actively trying to overthrow Rome violently. Another one was a tax assessor, Luke. People didn't like tax assessors. What did they think when Jesus said, I pray that they will be one? We know that after the resurrection, they're going to be scattered around the world. They're going to die for their faith. Yet, how much did they feel like one when Jesus prayed this prayer? Maybe I could ask it this way. How much do you and I feel like one today in the midst of the coronavirus, in the midst of the time when we cannot meet in the sanctuary physically? We need to be reminded we are one. Feelings are one thing, but the Word of God is another. And the Word of God is true. Feelings will lie to you. Jesus prayed, may they be one as you are in me and I am in you. May they be in us, Father. And we know something. We know that God heard Jesus' prayers. We know that God answered Jesus' prayers. He answered this one too. And in this prayer, Jesus specifically prayed that those who would come to know him through the disciples' word, you and I today, that they would be one also. Whether we feel like it or not, we're one with God and one with each other and one in body as the body of Christ, as the church. Lord, remind us of this when we don't feel it, when we feel so alone and so isolated and so separated from one another. Remind us that we are one in you, and help us to feel, help us to experience, help us to share your love with others. The next scripture I want to look at is found in Matthew. Matthew 26. We'll be looking at 20 to 29, but the first one will be 20 through 25. Hear the words of Christ. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, truly I tell you, one of you will betray me. And they became greatly distressed, and they began to say to him one after the other, surely not I, Lord. And he answered, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born. Judas, who betrayed him, said, surely not I, Rabbi. He replied, you have said so. Wait a minute. Did you catch what just happened there? Jesus just celebrated Passover, not the Lord's Supper, but the first part of Passover. He just celebrated with Judas, his betrayer. He's washed Judas's feet too. If we incorporate this segment with John, we see that Judas was present for part of the time. Can this be true? Did Jesus really wash Judas's feet even though he knew he was going to betray him? Yes, it's true. And it's true because it shows us this. It shows us that Jesus Christ truly came to save whosoever will believe. His sacrifice is for all people. His kingdom is open to all. He invites everyone to come to him, everyone to celebrate him, everyone to be one in him. Judas chose to trust in things other than Jesus. Judas chose to trust in money and the authorities of his day, not in Jesus Christ. We would do well to examine ourselves in light of this coronavirus. What are we trusting in? Who are we trusting? And make sure our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ and help ourselves to stay true to him. Jesus goes on in Matthew, and he then institutes the Lord's Supper with these words. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread. And after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. And I tell you, I will never drink again of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Words very similar to the ones that we use when we use the liturgy out of the hymnal to take communion together. Words that remind us that salvation is found only in Jesus Christ. Words that remind us that it is truly the blood of Jesus that washes our sins away and makes us white as snow. Words that tell us that Jesus said, "I love you this much," with arms flung open wide on a cross. Words that remind us that we're still one with Jesus Christ and that we're still one with one another, even though we may be in separate places. Even if we were separated by oceans, we are still one in spirit in Jesus Christ. We're going to celebrate communion together now, so I invite you to gather your family. Get your elements together as we celebrate Holy Communion together. And again, while this is irregular, the bishop has given his approval for us to do this virtually. I remind you that in the Methodist Communion, we have an open table, that everyone is open. You don't have to be a member of the church or certain age or anything else. Whosoever will may come. The only requirement we ask is that you be willing to lead a life worthy of the calling of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to ad-lib this, and I'm going to tell you up front, I'm ad-libbing for a reason. Even though we're live casting, the law says that we can't use the liturgy out of the hymnal. So I'm going to be ad-libbing this. So join me. Get your bread and your juice together, and we will celebrate communion. And I'm still using proper etiquette, even though you're not with us. Pray with me if you would. Father, we come before your throne of grace this day. We come to celebrate the sacrifice you made for us. As we come, Lord, we know that just like Judas and the disciples, there have been times when we have not loved you the way we should. We've not given you everything that we have. We've not loved our neighbor as we should. We've even harbored ill thoughts and passed on rumors at times. So, Lord, we come now and we just ask that even now you would forgive us. We confess to you that we have not been perfect, and we just pray that you would cover us with the blood of Christ. And we claim those words found in 1 John, If we confess our sins, you are faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we come to you this day, confessing our sins and asking you to make us whole, and thanking you for this celebration of this table which we will partake in. We ask in your name. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus Christ took the bread. He broke it. He gave thanks. Then he gave it to his disciples, said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." And likewise, after the supper, he took the cup. Again, he blessed it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, drink. This is my blood of the new covenant, given for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you do this in remembrance of me." And so, Father, as I come now and I realize that everyone's not in the sanctuary, some are at home, I just place my hands over these and ask that you would place yours even now over the elements in other places and bless them for us. Make them be for us the body of Christ given for the sins of the world and the blood of Christ sacrificed for us. Help us to take those, and as we do, use them and use your love that you fill us with to go forth and spread the good news for others. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The body of Christ, broken for you. The blood of Christ, shed for you. Now here in the sanctuary, we have some, I'm going to call them sterilized communion cups with the wafer and all together. Those that are here will be pulling those off and partaking of the bread first and then the juice. At home, I invite you to partake of your bread first and your juice. Let us all partake at this time. If you're at home, feel like you're blessed because I see some of them chewing extra hard on the wafer. Let me pray for us. Lord, as we've come together today and we've celebrated your institution of this Lord's Supper, and we've done it different than we've ever done it before. We've done it virtually. Help us to feel like one. Help us to realize that we just partook of one of the most important things a Christian can take of. And we've just been reminded that you love us, that you're still with us, that you're here for us, and that we are one in spirit and one in Jesus Christ. Let us go forth this day, lifted up, elated, gladdened by the fact that we are yours and you are ours. We ask in your name, amen. David, are we still able to put stuff up that we had on vMix? No? Okay. Hold on, I'm coming back. Before we sing our last hymn, I want to just remind you that you can support this ministry. You can continue to help us feed people, go through the equipment and the things that we need to live cast this to you by giving to this ministry. You can send your tithes in by mailing them to Lake Gibson UMC, located at 424 West Daugherty Road in Lakeland, Florida, 33809. You can pay through bill pay through your bank. You go to our website, lakegibsonumc.com. There is a button there where you can give one time, or you can even set up to have a repetitive action given where you can give on a regular basis. There is a text number also that you can text. And once you text it, you will have to set up an account. But once you've done that, it's very simple. And people tell me it's very simple even to set the account up. That text number is 833-758-0308. That's 833-758-0308. Dwight, is that on the website too? That number, you can find it on the website. And if you did not get it, this will be recorded and be loaded up on the website and Facebook Live, so you can get it from there again or call the office. We'll give it to you. Christy, did we have any prayer request text in? Okay. We're asked to pray for Leon Rumar. He's still working. Pray he's kept safe. We're asked to pray for Patsy Hart with serious medical problems. We're asked to pray for Christy Thompson. That's Penny's daughter. She is back in the hospital with some effects from her the things that are she's going through, so we want to continue to pray for her. There are others that I'm sure that we know about, that you know about, and there's our prayer list that goes out, which is also on the website. Also want to remind you that you can go to the website, and there's a place on the website where you can click on prayer, and you can upload a prayer right from the website. So let's pray, if you would. Father, we come to you this day, and we give you praise and thanks for this day. Thank you that you have reminded us that your love for us never leaves, and we are never forsaken. Thank you, Lord, that we are one in Jesus Christ. As we come, we pray for these who are suffering this day. You've heard their names listed. You know what they need even more than we do. I just pray that you would keep not only Leon, but all those that are working so hard to give us the supplies we need to keep us safe as the emergency personnel, the law enforcement officers work, as our National Guard works, our doctors and our nurses. Lord, bless them immensely for what they're doing. Even now, be opening doors to allow them to get the protection that they need for their personal self, and allow them to get the equipment they need to help those who are sick. Even now, we pray for those that may be sick, especially those that have been diagnosed with this COVID-19. Undertake for them even now. Be with them. Help them to breathe easier, and help them to know that just because they're being diagnosed with it, that you're still with them, and this too, they shall get through because of the goodness of God. We praise you for that. You know the other things that are going on. We pray for our world. Lord, thank you in some ways. It seems like we've forgotten some of the differences that separate us as we all come together. But we pray that you would give us some new insights, some new breakthroughs into this disease, that we can find ways that we can lessen its impact. And we pray even for an immunity that will be found very shortly, where we can give shots and take shots to prevent this. You know the other things going on in our world today. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Help us to love others, and help us to show your mercy and your grace to all in need. We ask in your name. Amen. I'm going to invite Bob Willamy back up to close us with a hymn. That hymn will be hymn number 454, which is Open My Eyes. And I'm praying that at this time when we can't come together the way we normally have, that God will open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to new ways to serve him, new ways to experience him, new ways to see his mercy and his grace in our life. Bob, would you come forward, please?
Thank you, Pastor Steve. Hymn will be... Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, crew. Thank you for everybody that's been here. Thank you for staying with us through some of the technical difficulties. Please remember to share and to like this and send your friends and family members and other constituents that you may know to the website where this will be recorded and uploaded. It will also be uploaded to Facebook. So same time next week, which is Easter, so don't forget that. We'll join you at 10:30. Now, may the grace of God go with you. Amen.